You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome to The Flame, where everybody is family. The Flame was made possible through the support of listeners like you. If you enjoy the show, consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/theflamemusical. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show. Previously on The Flame. Yay! I get to look at a reminder of their love that they discovered at my bar as I bartend alone until I die.
Come on, dude. You shouldn't be alone today.
I thought that Rachel was the love of my life. I guess she never dreamed of being my wife. Could be tomorrow, or maybe, just maybe, today.
Love's on the way, Jamie. Just around the corner.
Oh, wow.
A new beginning could be waiting for you here at The Flame.
I don't think I could forget such a beautiful face.
Oh. I'm actually here to tie up one of those loose ends.
I think I'm being evicted. Fuck.
That's not supposed to happen. What is she thinking?
What am I gonna do?
You are gonna go over there and talk to her. Sort all of this out.
What's there to sort out? I have to move out by the end of the month. That's it.
Which is why you need to talk to her.
Oh, God, I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, grab her, Joe. We can't let another Halloween of 2016 happen. She'd never be able to show her face again.
I'm going to figure out what's going on. Now, what is going on over here?
I need a drink.
This is why I told you to get a drink before handing over that eviction notice to the cutie at the bar.
Ugh, she was cute, wasn't she?
Gotta give it to Daddy Victor. While the decor leaves much to be desired, the patrons really make up for it.
Mal, shut up.
Oh, just because you're in a spell dryer in the Sahara does not mean...
We're not here for you to sink your claws in some unsuspecting queer woman, Mal.
No, we're here for you to kick these queer women on their tight asses. How does that make you feel, by the way? To be closing the only gay bar that doesn't seem to be catered to guys in mesh shirts and leather pants.
Pretty shitty.
Yeah, I figured. The one with the lighter. We know her, right? That should help settle your stomach. It's not like you have anything else to throw up. Your goop somehow looks worse the second time around, by the way.
Why does every girl I find pretty try to ruin my life?
Oh, it'd be like that sometimes, James. The first and only time I met the love of my life, she almost got me killed that night. 3 times, bro. She disappeared in the morning. I've been chasing that high ever since.
Mm-hmm. Save the probably felony-filled story for later, Joe. Jamie, we've got to get this sorted out. Whoa, buddy, let's just try to breathe a little bit, James, okay?
Heather, do you hear me? Did you hear what
yes,
he said?
Yes, I heard you.
Just breathe.
This can't be happening. I must have
Jamie,
just read.
Listen.
Just breathe.
I think I'm gonna pass out.
Joe, can you try to find out what's going on and get some more information? I'll try to help her calm down.
You can count on me.
All right, James, let's try those hippie breathing exercises you like.
I'm gonna roll up to their table, gonna see what's going on. If they wanna play these games, I'll smack them down like Donkey Kong. Because I'm Joe, and you know that I got it in control. Plus the girl that just came over has a friend who's a smoke show. Wait, she looks familiar, have I seen her before?
Sam, are you sure about this? I think they're coming over.
Just breathe.
Maybe I should go talk to them. Give you a second to think.
Just breathe.
I'll be right back.
So,
yes?
Your friend is evicting my friend. What's that about?
Oh, straight to the point, I guess.
That's the only straight thing about me, if you were wondering.
I wasn't.
Right.
My friend's dad died. She was left the building in the will. She doesn't want to deal with it. So she's selling it.
Coach Victor had a daughter?
Coach?
Yeah, he coached in the summer softball league sometimes.
Huh. This just keeps getting gayer.
Tends to happen around here.
Wait, are you the knight of my niece's bat mitzvah?
No. Can I make you a drink?
I should probably say no.
Great! I'll be right back. Just breathe, Joe. Yes, she's beautiful. Am I delusional? Or do I know this girl? It's like a memory of something meant to be that got away.
Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Isn't that better?
You would be a great little league coach.
I know.
I've got the 411, the hot girl's friend.
They're both hot. Hashtag no Romo. Rough crowd. Joe, keep going.
So the girl who had the letter is the coach's little girl.
He had a daughter.
I thought she was younger. Guess I must have misheard.
Guess you must have.
Let's breathe.
But what's her problem with the bar?
Guess that now the coach is gone. She's moving on. She doesn't want the complication.
Any chance she'd change her mind?
I don't know. She looks kind of wigged out. Keeps looking at everybody, super freaked look in her eyes.
Go find out if she'd reconsider.
On it. Are you ready to have the best drink of your life?
I am positive we've met before.
Maybe in your dreams.
Ew, gross. No, I look at you and I think...
Your future wife.
Bacon and, motor oil?
Are you that girl I took a roll in the hay with that day at the state fair in Iowa?
No.
Huh. So, how badly does your friend want to sell this bar?
She already has a buyer interested in the building.
Could we renegotiate and maybe change your mind?
Are you their lawyer?
I'm a lawyer.
Me too.
Small world. What do we have to do so your friend
Shit.
Won't...
Shit, I've got to get back there. Looks like someone wants to chat. You just get that drink you promised. I'll be right back.
Just breathe, Joe.
Hey, babe. Who's this?
This is Bridget. She was just telling me about the food drive about to start around here.
Old man Victor loved putting together charity events. He's a good man. We're gonna miss him. Anyway, if you ladies are interested in trivia, my team is always looking for new members.
I feel like if the Grinch and Scrooge had a child before their third act character growth.
That is a horrifying image, but acceptable and understandable given the current situation.
How was I supposed to know my supposedly very conservative and strict father was leasing his building out to the lesbian hotspot of the city?
Well, I do see a few bisexual flags hanging around.
You know what I mean.
You haven't sold the place yet. You could just say, never mind.
I already gave her the eviction notice.
That would be really awkward. Hey, just joking. Not gonna kick you out. Haha, that was a bit.
No improv lingo. We can't have you regressing.
I hate you.
I'm going back to the bar to get more info on the owner you are evicting. Try not to overthink everything and have a meltdown. I believe, as a friend and not her lawyer...
But you are a lawyer.
As a lawyer, but... Not Sam's lawyer. I believe there might be a chance to reverse the eviction.
Really?
She just needs time to think. And maybe a nudge in the right direction.
I'd owe you big time if you did that.
And I'm sure you'd be able to pay me with my chosen currency.
Name the place and I'll be there. I call this sex on the moon because the tequila, vodka, and scotch make you...
Feel like you're... Loading, but you'll crash down to earth
in a blaze of glory.
That summer night after our CLE class,
we wrecked those dirt bikes that we'd secretly jacked.
I almost died.
Me too.
Can't believe that was you.
Just breathe, Joe. Did
watch Molly that night.
You stole a pig, right?
Funny story, I still have that pig. Just breathe,
just
Joe.
Breathe, just breathe,
just breathe.
I'm Mal.
Joe, can you still do that trick with your...
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUPS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUPSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
While Mel and Joe reconnect, let's go.
Just breathe. How did Dad have so much junk?
What's going on up in here?
Hey, Daddy, can't you see? The hole you left in me, what you were meant to be, a home for me to run to. Hey, Daddy, it's too late. I tried so hard to wait, couldn't see that the hands of fate had started for you. But here in this place where you loved me so, you held me close and you watched me grow. You called me baby girl. Hey, Daddy, I sure tried. Never meant to live a lie, pushing down who I was inside, afraid to disappoint you. I wanted to tell you, but I didn't know how. You couldn't hear the words I couldn't get out. You saw your baby girl, same as always. Hey, Daddy, now you're gone. It's time that I'm alone. I can't just stay here where I don't belong, wishing that I had told you. I've gotta get out to somewhere I can breathe, where I'm the person that I wish you'd seen. I'm not your baby anymore.
I figured you'd escape up here.
Oh, I couldn't breathe down there, Mel. I felt like I was suffocating in all things my father, which is apparently very gay.
Yeah, I know.
It just makes me realize that I could have... I just... I need to sell this place, get over my daddy issues, and try to move on.
How about you save the packing for another day, and we go home?
Maybe get some takeout?
My treat.
Ah, yes. Did you figure out who the girl behind the bar was?
Do you remember that CLE workshop I went to 2 years ago?
Your lawyer conference thingy? Oh my god, is she the girl that gave you that stick and poke of the pig?
Yeah.
Well, congrats! You finally reconnected with someone who can top your crazy.
No one can top me, Samantha. And I could teach you if you...
No. I don't want to hear any of your explicit sex talk. Let's just get out of here, you freak.
Excuse me. No kink shaming.
I, of course, mean freak in the most endearing way. Now let's skedaddle. My sweats and a combo order of pot stickers are calling my name.
She seems like a good kid. Just a little confused and overwhelmed. I'm sure we'll all work out. Now, let's check back in with Jamie. Now, how will Jamie and her friends convince Sam to change her mind? Tune in next week to find out.
Thank you for listening to The Flame. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and tell your friends. Join us every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a weekly listening party on Zoom. Follow at The Flame Musical on all social media accounts. The Flame, an LGBTQ romantic comedy musical. Story by Ellie Brigida and Lee Holmes Foster. Book by Caitlin Clear. Music and lyrics by Lee Holmes Foster, with additional lyrics by Caitlin Clear. Directed by Caitlin Clear and Valerie Rose Lohman. Produced by Les Hangout Productions, Ellie Brigida, Caitlin Clear, Valerie Rose Lohman, Lee Holmes Foster, David and Ann Mortimer, Sherry Moses, Andrew Bramson, Tien Tran, Abby Nissenbaum, Dylan Adams, Liz Chen, and Megan Gunther. Starring Jasmine Savoy Brown as Sam, Jen Colella as Joe, Ellie Brigida as Jamie, Lee Holmes Foster as Heather, Harrison White as the narrator, Valerie Rose Lohman as Mel. Guest starring Vika Ortiz as Bridget. Orchestrated by Ellie Brigida. Additional orchestration by Alan McCourt and Beth Goodman. Sound editing, sound engineering, and song recordings produced by Ellie Brigida. Dialogue editing by Lee Holmes Foster. Additional song recordings by Heidi Martin. Logo design by Selena Benali. Additional graphic design by Emily Doolittle. Musical director, Ellie Brigida. Assistant musical director, Marissa DeVoe. And in our lovely orchestra, we have Alan McCourt on violin and viola, Molly Goldstein on cello, Beth Goodman on winds, Brianna Childers on French horn, Grace Massara on drums, Bethany Vandenbrink on bass guitar, Jana Heidenreich and Ellie Brigida on electric guitars, Ellie Brigida on piano, Rich Kelly on trumpet, and Ben Owens on trombone. Thank you so much for listening to The Flame. Drinks on me next week.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.